Come with me if you want to live.
What's up, Road Warriors? Welcome back to another other episode of a podcast on Fury Road. We are your hosts, Mark.
And Brooke.
Already had a few drinks tonight, so I'm a little bummed. This is our first episode back after taking a little break because you had a baby.
Yep.
And this is your pick of the month. And yes, you picked... You threw it back to our childhood. The nostalgia is real with this one.
Oh, man.
You chose Mighty Morphin Power Rangers from 1995.
Yeah.
The movie.
The movie, yes.
Besides the nostalgia factor, like, what made you pick this movie? Where did you come up with this?
I don't know. I haven't seen it in, like, honestly, like, 25 plus years, and, like, that shows my age. And like I never watched the Power Rangers as a kid.
Oh no.
But I had this movie on VHS and I watched it so much.
Yeah.
I just think like the accessibility to the movie was, you know, more because I had it. Whereas like the Power Rangers TV show, like there's no streaming back then, right? So like or any internet really, so you couldn't just watch whatever episode, like Yeah.
You didn't watch Power Rangers growing up?
Not that I remember, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're just a weird kid then.
Yeah.
Power Rangers were like a religion to me back then. Mm-hmm. I fucking eat, slept, and shit Power Rangers. I loved this show. This was on there with like, well, there's this one, the Ninja Turtles. Biker Mice from Mars, Street Sharks, like Mummies Alive and Gargoyles. Like, I don't know. I just had like this lineup and watched them all constantly.
Yeah.
And like Beetleborgs came out too. Did you ever watch that?
It sounds familiar.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. My life as a childhood, I was either video games when I was home and sports.
Yeah. So, yeah, you played hockey, right?
So. Yeah, I played a lot of sports. So, like, when I wasn't playing sports, I was just at home playing video games or just playing outside and stuff like that. I didn't watch that much TV as a kid. So, yeah.
Yeah, I only played baseball as a kid. So, like, my winters were pretty much wide open.
Yeah, yeah. I played hockey, soccer. I played a little bit of baseball, but then stopped that. So, yeah.
Anyways, great pick. I was super stoked that you picked this movie because, I don't know, I just feel like this is like the epitome of childhood.
Mm-hmm. So
I'm glad you picked it.
Yeah.
But anyways, we'll stop gushing about it for now and we'll kick off our box office news and booze. What are you drinking tonight?
Tonight, I'm drinking out of beer, so I'm drinking a Coors Seltzer grape slushy flavor.
Nice.
Yeah, I like pretty good. Yeah.
Michelob again for me. Be cool if you could like freeze those and
probably could. That's not a bad idea. Drink.
All right. What have you been watching this week?
Let's see. So Godzilla Minus One surprisingly came out on VOD and Netflix. So watch that. Still love it. I am very tempted because on Google, on my Google TV, it's available to buy for $5.99. I think it's buy anyway. But it has both Godzilla Minus One and the Godzilla Minus Color. So I really, really want to watch that version of it. Just the trailer that they showed on the TV looked phenomenal. Watched Frances Ha. Pretty good movie. It's been on my watch list for a while. And then I watched a movie called The Guest, which for some reason always pops up on like my TikTok. Like you'll get those like channels that just have like clips from movies that play, and like this one always popped up, and people love this movie for some reason. Like I don't know. It was okay. I thought it was pretty good. And then I decided to get back into my X-Men watch or rewatch for Deadpool versus Wolverine, or Deadpool and Wolverine. Watched The Wolverine from 2013. So
That's
yeah.
a surprising score.
You didn't like it? Or you
Oh
think
no, never
that's
mind, never
low?
mind. I'm thinking of Logan. I'm thinking of Logan.
Yeah.
I was
That's
like, I thought you loved.
fair.
Yeah. I was like, I thought you loved Logan.
Yeah, no, I do. Yeah. But now I'm getting into the, not so great movies. I got fucking Apocalypse, and I haven't seen Dark Phoenix, but I know it's bad.
I
So,
haven't seen that one either.
yeah.
Nice.
What about you?
For me, I also watched Godzilla Minus One
Nice.
and loved it. I think without a doubt, it's my favorite Godzilla movie
Yeah.
to date. I don't know. I don't know. Like, it was almost like a perfect movie, like damn near perfect movie.
Yeah, I guess the minus one like whole thing, I didn't know like really what it meant, but I guess like whenever Hiroshima happened, like Japan, like that put Japan into zero, and then Godzilla came and dropped
Oh.
him to minus one.
See, yeah, I was kind of wondering what that meant too.
Yeah.
Okay. Shit. It's a pretty deep title then.
Yeah.
I also watched The Mask. Don't know why.
Classic.
I was just browsing through Prime. It
Yeah.
was or was it Netflix? Anyways, regardless. I was browsing through and I was like, shit, I haven't watched that movie forever.
Yeah.
I threw it on. I watched this Last and First Men. It was
Okay,
on my
haven't heard of
watch
that.
list. It was on my watch list just because like I saw it somewhere and the synopsis sounded cool. But it's a pretty boring movie. It's
Okay.
literally just like a bunch of like imagery with Tilda Swinton like narrating it. But I don't know, there's something about it. It was like very relaxing and calm. Like Tilda Swinton's voice was just, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'll never watch it again. I don't have a need to watch it again, but it was okay. And then I watched Sting because we watched Infested for our Elm Street movie. So I was kind of on a little bit of a spider kick, and it's a 2024 movie. So I figured I'd knock it out too. It was fun. It's not a great movie by any means, but I had a good time with it.
Yeah.
Some good laughs and some cool deaths and stuff, but
Nice.
Infested was definitely a better movie.
Yeah.
And other than that, that's all I watched.
Nice.
So, yeah, not a whole lot this week, but all right. As for the box office, in fifth place, we have Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
Nice.
Keep in mind, this was last weekend. So, it brought in 5.4 million. It's in its fourth week. Yeah, fourth week. And it's brought in
Okay.
149.7 million domestic. So a lot of people are going to see this.
Yeah.
Just as a note, actually, no, I'll say that to the end. In fourth place is The Watchers, which brought in 7 million. And that was its opening weekend. In third place is If, which brought in 7.8 million. In second place, the Garfield movie brought in another 10 million. And topping the charts in its domestic or in its opening weekend was Bad Boys Ride or Die.
Nice.
56.5 million. Not a bad
Apparently, it's
opening.
pretty good.
I'm not surprised. I like the Bad Boys movies.
Yeah, I still haven't seen the third one yet.
What I was gonna say, Furiosa, dropped out of the top five and is now in sixth. And it only brought in 4.2 million. And after 2 weeks of being out, it's only made 58.6 million,
Jesus.
which is depressing.
That's wild to me.
Yeah.
Have like two of the biggest stars in the movie.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's obviously not as good as we were hoping it was going to be. Still haven't watched it yet, though, so
Yeah, either, yeah.
we can make our own choices.
Yep.
Pretty cool. Not in the top 10, but in the top 12 is of In a Violent Nature.
Oh, nice.
It's brought in 3.6 million total domestic.
All right.
So not a whole lot, but I mean,
No, it's respectable.
yeah. For the type of movie that it is, yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I got. Do we have any 4Ks?
Do. Speaking of Godzilla, we got Godzilla X Kong, the New Empire, with
Sick cover.
the Infinity Gauntlet, you know. We got Shrek 4 movie collection on 4K. Shrek. We got Wild Things, which I've not seen, but it is on my watch list, not for the obvious reasons.
You haven't seen that, eh? Wow.
No.
That was the epitome of my teenage years.
We got Mute Witness, which I think it's on Shudder. I think I
Yeah.
saw it on there.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Okay. A classic, Species 2.
Nice.
A mating season begins. That's hilarious. It's a good tagline. La Femme Nikita. Sure, that is The Last Kumite. Don't know what that is, but sounds interesting, I guess. And The Case of the Bloody Iris. Interesting cover.
Sounds like a Argento movie or something.
Yeah, that's it.
Cool. Nothing to run to the stores for, but
No.
I still haven't watched Godzilla X Kong yet.
Yeah, me either.
Kind of do want
I
to.
think it's on Crave, isn't it?
Is it? Maybe.
Maybe, I don't know.
All right. Ready to start talking about this movie?
Hell yeah.
Okay. Like we said in the intro this week, we are talking about the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie from 1995. Starting off with the synopsis, a giant egg is unearthed at a construction site and soon opened, releasing the terrible Ivan Ooze, who wreaks vengeance on Zordon for imprisoning him millennia ago. With Zordon dying and their powers lost, the Rangers head to a distant planet to find the mystic warrior Dulcea. And find her, they do. This was directed by Brian Spicer, who is predominantly a TV show director. He's directed episodes for Magnum PI, Hawaii 5-0, McHale's Navy, 24, and like a whole slew of other shows. But not a big movie guy, but he's got a lot of TV shows under his belt. The cast list, I have Karen Ashley, who plays Aisha or the Yellow Ranger. Johnny Young Bosch, who plays Adam or the Black Ranger. Steve Cardenas, who plays Rocky or the Red Ranger. Jason David Frank, RIP, plays Tommy, the White Ranger. Amy Jo Johnson, my first ever crush.
Yeah, she I really liked her in this movie.
Yeah. She was Kimberly, Pink Ranger, and then David Yost was Billy, played the Blue Ranger. So all of these actors and actresses played the Power Rangers in various seasons of the shows and like different spin-off series of the shows. These are like kind of who they are. The first season of the Power Rangers had a couple of different actors playing different people, but these ones were the more predominant ones.
I gotta say, like, movies really cat miscast for like people playing teenagers.
Oh,
And
right.
like in this one especially, like Billy looks like he's about 40 years old in this movie. But I looked, he's like only, well, 26, but he still looks like he's like fucking 40.
26 is too old to be playing a teenager. Unless you're like Elijah Wood and you look like you're 12 still whenever you're 50.
Like the rest of them, I think, are like from like, I don't know, 23, and I think he's the oldest. But yeah.
Did you have any honorable mentions?
I mean, no one really stood out. I will say, like, Paul Schrier, who played Bulk, and Jason Narvi, he played Skull, like both like seem very familiar, but from what I can see, all they've really done is Power Rangers stuff. But like Skull just looks super familiar. I've seen him other stuff, but
Skull kind of looks like Pauly Shore a little bit.
yeah, he does this a little bit, But yeah, they've been in pretty much only Power Rangers, like especially Skull. He's been in like every single variation. And like, I don't know what their kind of role is in the Power Rangers. They kind of remind me of like Rocksteady and Bebop kind of thing.
See, like in the show. In the first season, anyways, like I remember that more than the rest of it, but they were like bullies in the first season of the show. But in this, they're friends with the Power Rangers. So like in this movie too, like the Power Rangers already have their powers, whereas in the first season of the show, they're just getting their powers. So the I don't know if the movie takes place like kind of directly after the first season or like after the second season, I'm not sure, but I'd have to look into that. But anyways, if you don't have any more honorable mentions,
I mean, do you?
no. Dive in.
All right.
Skydive in.
Skydive in. Yeah, man. Like, I had a smile on my face this whole movie just because, like, I just started remembering stuff. Like, the opening scene with them parachuting and, like, Bulk and Skull are up there and they have, like, little outfits and the hats on and, you know, they're like, oh, we'll go first. And then, like, they kind of stop and the camera really is like, hey, you know, you guys might need these. And has their like parachutes. And then, like, all the Power Rangers jump out, but like, they're not like the Power Rangers, like, they're in disguise, I guess, even though they all wear like the specific colors, you know, it's
Yeah, all
like,
their jumpsuits are their Power Ranger colors.
yeah, I mean, you're not really giving any away, right? Like,
And like, what 18-year-olds are in a skydiving competition?
and like, yeah, Tommy's on the fucking the snowboard, and like, I think there's like actually like stunt people that jump out of a plane, but you can tell like whenever they get up close to the actors, like it was like green screen, you know. But still a sick intro. And the song that they pick, like, I vaguely remember this song playing, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
The sick soundtrack.
It is. It's really
There's
good.
some good music in this movie. I totally forgot about a lot of the tracks that they use.
So yeah, they finish up. They do all the landing. There's like Orion's comet that's going to be passing by Earth in a couple days. We get a really sick rollerblading scene, which is kind of weird because I just bought rollerblades and started.
A sign, man.
It is.
It kind of reminded me like that little montage, the rollerblading montage, is like so Mighty Ducks.
And there's like so many like flips in this movie. It's like the slow-mo of Zack Snyder, like just slow-mo through this whole movies, and like this just like backflip or front flip. And yeah.
Yeah, there's one scene later on in the movie where they're fighting the like Ooze's little minion guys. And I think, is it Aisha? She's like running away from them, but her running is her just doing like backflip, like what are they called? Like the cheerleaders do, like just
Yeah,
hand
I
to
know what
feet
you mean.
backflips. Like she's not actually running, she's just like flipping away from them.
And then Adam or someone is like, "Hey, I'll join you," and just starts like doing this cannon forward him.
Handsprings or something, is that what they're called?
I think so. So yeah, they yeah, they're rollerblading, and then we see. They go like through a construction zone, and it cuts over to the construction zone, and we see Bulk and Skull. They end up landing in the construction zone, and these guys are so funny. Like the one construction worker comes up, he's like, "What are you kids doing here?" And they're like, "Oh, well, I'm the head of safety. Why isn't that guy wearing safety shoes?" And then the construction workers find this buried container with like this symbol on it. And so, they decide to get the crane and lift it up, and we get this egg and like this hand that's like wrapped around it. And like a lot of the like practical effects in this movie were done really well. But then we'll get into the special effects later
Oh,
on in
Jesus.
the movie. But the the effects in this movie, like the practical ones, are really fucking good.
Yeah, I wish they would have done more of them for some of the stuff.
They bring up this egg, and then out of nowhere we get some familiar faces who portal into this. And for me, like one of the most well-known, like I didn't really watch the show that much, but Rita, just legendary, like her voice and everything, and she's awesome. We get like Lord Zedd, who looks fucking sick. We got Goldar, who is so sick looking too, and then we got
Morden.
organs. He was just the pig.
Yeah. Yeah, Zed is cool. I can't remember what he reminds me of. It's a character in another movie, but yeah, I don't know. These villains are so iconic though.
Yeah, who's your favorite?
Rita always annoyed me. I think Goldar is probably my favorite.
And so yeah, it's now like nighttime, and they crack the egg open, and I love it's just like this goop or like ooze, and then Rita like puts her fingers in it. She's like, "We just did all that just for this sticky stuff." And then like Lord Zedd's like, "Oh, just wait a minute," and then like it kind of transforms into Ivan Ooze. And man, he's so good. Like the actor who played Ivan Ooze, like did such a good fucking job. Like his lines and stuff, and he's like, smells like teenagers.
He has a line later on in the movie. And he says, "Welcome to my nightmare." And I was just like, "Fuck, that's a Freddy Krueger line." And I looked it up, and Freddy says it in Freddy versus Jason.
Oh, really?
Whenever he brings Jason down into like the like dreamscape, but there was like a few times where I was like, "Is this fucking Robert Englund? Like he kind of looks like him."
He does. He really does. So the Power Rangers, they I guess transport kind of like colors into this construction zone, and Ivan Ooze is there, and he's like, "Oh, how would you meet my kids?" And then he like brings up these fucking ooze kind of villain guys that have like dreadlocks and stuff like that. And yeah, we just get the first fight scene with the Power Rangers, and like, man, I had the biggest smile on my face just because like I remember all like the cheesy lines and all the flips, like Adam, like it was like a bucket in the ground, he's like, "Ever play Kick the Can?" And like kicks the can at the guy's face, and he's like, "Let me get the door for you." And man, just
The whole time
great.
they're fighting, there's just like these random ass one-liners to the whole thing.
And they're just doing like all these flips like for nothing.
Yeah. In this scene too, we find out that Ivan Ooze has been locked up in this egg for like the last 2,000 years. And it was Zordon that locked him up, and I think Dalcia helped him, but we don't find that out till later on. So Zordon and Ivan Ooze have kind of been in this like intergalactic battle for like thousands and thousands of years. So with Ivan finally being broken free, his main mission now is to kill Zordon.
Yeah, they're kind of getting their butt kicked down there, and then we get the iconic, it's morphin' time, and they morph into, they get these suits, and each one is a different dinosaur, I guess. So we got Aisha, the Yellow Ranger, is a saber-toothed tiger. Pink Ranger Kim is a pterodactyl. Rocky is a T-Rex. Billy is Triceratops. Adam is
The mammoth, mastodon, yeah.
Mastodon. And then Tommy is the white tiger. And yeah, man, just such like sick costumes. The one thing that kind of did bug me, kind of weirded me out, was like it had their mouse like on the helmets, but it's like not their mouse, so it doesn't talk. I don't know, just kind of like weird and freaked me out a bit.
Yeah, like how can you hear them?
So who's your favorite Power Ranger growing up?
Growing up, Tommy. Now, watching this, I don't know. I kind of really liked Billy. Yeah. Don't know. I mean, like Tommy's still probably like my OG, but on this watch, I don't know. I liked Billy.
Because I think in the TV show, doesn't one of them turn bad into the Green Ranger or something like that?
Yeah, that's Tommy that does that.
So they are getting their butt kicked, and then all of the little minions, they like run away. Then it cuts back to Zordon's I guess lair. And what do you think of Alpha 5?
I love Alpha.
Do you? Okay, yeah.
Ay, I mean, he's annoying, but I don't know. I like him.
And he was like Zordon's like, oh, like Ivan Ooze is coming here, and Alpha's like, oh no, I can enter the center without a power coin. And then you see this ooze come through, and Alpha's like, oh shit, well, I guess he can.
Almost no one, but he's just like, I don't know, he's just like riddled with anxiety all the time. Just like a little anxious robot. I don't know. I like him.
Ooze comes in and basically takes away Zordon's power, pretty much. So Zordon is dying, basically. They enter this like construction tower, and it's like dark, and they're all like walking through, and then like Tommy's like, oh, we need some light. And then like Aisha's like, oh, I got it, and like puts on like fucking high beams on her skull, and they can't find them. They're like creeping around, and he's like, okay, Rocky, like turn on, I don't know, fucking whatever it's called, like power beam or some shit like that. It's like a tracker, and
Basically, like the Terminator vision.
And then the minions like come out of nowhere, and then we get like another fight scene. A lot of flips, and they're like doing drop kicks and spin kicks, and there's like one scene I really like a lot is like Kim is like kicking one guy, like he hits him in the gut, and he like goes up, and he comes back down. She keeps does it like four times, and he just like smashes in the ceiling.
I personally like Tommy's corkscrew kick.
The like the fucking Liu Kang kick.
But he's like spinning through the air like a corkscrew.
Oh, that one. But the Liu Kang kick is when he's like just caught kicking, but he's like staying like floated up.
The bicycle kick.
The bicycle kick. And then like a couple of them, they like kick the minions like into a wall, and they'll like explode into like this slime. And then at one point, like Adam and I think Billy are like cornered, and they're like, okay, up and over. And it's like, yeah, sure, up and over. And then like they kick him. There's one guy like in the middle, I like it, like Billy's like, I don't know what he says, but it's like meet in the middle, and then like the minion is like looking, they like kick him, and his fucking like eyes like pop in, but it's like cartoony.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. And then Kim has a whip that she has.
Oh, Jesus.
I think one of them has like a fucking it's like a rope that like pops out of the little thingy,
Yeah,
like.
it was Billy. It was like a rappelling rope. Yeah.
And then like fucking Tommy has, I don't know what it is, but he calls it a Saba. It's
Yeah.
like a sentient blade kind of thing. It like rounds up all the minions, and then it goes up and like cuts a big fucking heavy machine thing and drops
Yeah.
it on them.
I had that toy when I was a kid.
I do remember that actually.
It was sick. There was buttons on it and it would talk.
So yeah, they beat all the minions, and then they end up going back to the lair or whatever, and Zordon is pretty much dying. He tells them that they can save him and the world if they go to, I forget what the,
Betis.
yes, Fadis, to get a power. So they're on their way there. We see them like beam by in space, and then it cuts to another planet that's like nearby, and it's like a lair where Lord Zedd and Rita is, and Ivan like comes in, and you know he's like, okay, I got rid of Zordon, but like the Power Rangers are still alive, and you know Lord Zedd and Rita kind of like threaten him, like, are you fucking kidding me? And he puts them in like a snow globe.
Shoots them to the moon.
And one of the best like 90s lines is he calls them dingle dorks. And he creates these crow like people called Tengu warriors to go to Fadis and track down Power Rangers.
Remember when it was. I think it was whenever he's attacking Zordon, but Ivan Ooze is like, all the things that I missed. He's like, the Black Plague. And I can't remember what the other one was. And he goes, the Brady Bunch reunion. But that was great.
Yeah. What do you think of the whole storyline of Ivan's plan recruit the parents and all this stuff?
I mean, I don't understand how that's gonna like take over the world.
Yeah.
But it seems like a kind of a weak plan.
Yeah, because like he pretty much uses his ooze to turn the parents into zombies. So I guess if the kids touch it, like nothing really happens, but if the parents do, it like makes them into zombies to go to the construction site to dig up his ecto pro proficons.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that makes sense. Because he needs to dig them up. But I mean, this guy's able to just like conjure up minions, right? So why not just get a bunch of fucking
Them to
big
do
buff
it.
minions to dig them up?
So yeah, they get to the name already, Fadis or whatever it is. And they're looking for it. We see this kind of person up on the cliff, kind of being ominous. And all of the Tengu warriors come and they start fighting them. And obviously the Power Rangers don't have their powers, so they're getting their ass kicked. And then this Savior comes out of nowhere with like this staff and just beats the fuck out of them, and then like pulls them apart and like swings them and makes this like kind of loud whistle noise, and they'll get up and leave. And you find out that this is
Yeah.
Thalsea, yes. She is the warrior of Fadis, and she's tells them they need to get out of here, and they're like, oh, we need to save Zordon. And she's like, Zordon. And they're like, oh, you know him. And so she takes them to this, I don't know, this place. So there's like a fire and stuff like that. And she says, the only way to get the power is to go to the monolith a ways away. And she's like, but you need the You need to call upon the animals of the Ninjetti. And this is the part like I really like too. It has like the different animals and stuff like that. So she gives them the power to the Ninjetti, and each of them turn into ninjas. They have like, you know, the fucking masks and all that stuff. And they get given animals now instead of dinosaurs or prehistoric animals. So we got Aisha is a bear. Who is the ape?
Rocky.
Rocky was the ape. Billy is the wolf. Kimberly the crane. Adam the frog, which is kind of, you know, even he's like, okay, come on. And then Tommy is a falcon, which I feel like one bird is enough for the group.
Well, it's the same with whenever they're like in their regular Power Ranger form too, right? Like Aisha is a saber-toothed tiger and then Tommy's a white tiger.
But yeah, sick. I love it. And so they're like, okay, well, would you come with us? And she's like, oh, I can't go past this point, or else I'll start like aging like Mordon does. Huh? Not
Zordon.
Mordon. What did I say? Mordon. Oh, Mordon is the fucking pig. Yeah. And then back on Earth, we're at the construction site, and I love this scene whenever Ivan is like, oh, I'm getting bored. And he's like, you dance. And the guy like does the dance, and yeah, it's so funny. And then the one scene I totally forgot about was whenever they're walking through the jungle and the fucking dinosaur bones come alive. Sick scene.
So great.
Yeah. And like they do use like practical effects like in this as well, right?
That's a good scene. And then they end up having to fight like these like rock monster kind of things that like come out of the temple. And I love this fight scene too.
Yeah, they all like different weapons, like the monsters are fighting. Because like they can't really fight these guys, right? Because they're like made of rock. They got these fucking weapons, and all like the Power Rangers have is drop kicks, and that's it.
Spin kicks and flip kicks and but like it, I don't know, it showed their problem solving skills, I guess. Like this is a job application. They figure out different ways that they're able to kill them. Like is it Tommy and Kimberly that push the rock onto the one? They managed to get another one to go into the water so it like evaporates in the water. I remember two of them like crush one of them. Like they jump off the, they swing down on the vine.
Yeah, something like that. But yeah, they end up getting their powers, and this is where kind of the CGI kind of comes into play hard for the rest of the movie, and it is not good at all.
It's terrible, man.
I mean, it's 95, you know, but it's really bad, especially in the last fight. It is really, really bad. So yeah, now the Ivan is pretty much got his anamorphic parts. So he doesn't need the parents to do this anymore. So basically tells the parents to go kill themselves at the construction site. And I think his name is Fred.
Fred, yeah.
He's the one that's like obsessed with the Power Rangers. Well, he doesn't know the Power Rangers, but he's like friends with Tommy, and he's like following them at the site, and he goes to the site to try and save the parents. And he finishes anamorphics. One is like kind of like a wasp, and then one is like kind of like a scorpion looking thing. But yeah, they look really, really bad.
Oh man, they're so bad. It's like cartoon CGI. I'm trying to think of another movie because it reminded me of another movie. But like, if you just picture the worst like B movie CGI effects from the 90s, like That's what this is.
I think like the chrome, like metallic, makes it look so much worse too. So now they are basically fighting the Animorphics now because they got back to Earth in the city, and they have all transformed into their respectable
Ninja
ninja zords. Yes.
Zords. I love
And
this scene whenever
it's
they're.
oh man, it looks so bad, but like
Just love it because they're all flying in. And the only two that look normal flying are Tommy and Kimberly because they're birds. But like the other ones, like they're not moving at all. They're just like this stationary, like robot type thing, and they're just like flying through the air, and all you can hear is Adam's frog ribbit ribbit as it's like flying through the
And then like his frog like has a tongue obviously that like goes out and
yeah.
grabs one of the anamorphics. They deal with these anamorphics a little too quick, I think. I think they wrap up the movie like very quickly. But Ivan comes back and he takes over the wasp and like his like head morphs into like a even worse CGI of fucking Ivan's head, and he has like he grabs like a tower, and the ninja zords transform into ninja megazord, and they all like come together except for Tommy. He is still flying around. He ends up saving the kids because they're on like the monorail.
The scene was stupid, in my opinion, because the track's broken on the monorail, and Tommy just manages to fly down, and his Falcon is just the perfect length to cover the gap, and somehow the monorail still like just manages to go over it. Like he's not obvious, he's obviously not tracks, so it just doesn't make any sense, but.
So the kids, they get to the construction zone and they end up like trying to spray water onto the parents and like hold them back. But it doesn't really work. Like it does, but not really. And meanwhile, Power Rangers are have like a big ass like ninja sword and they're fighting Ivan, but Ivan's like way too powerful. And then they end up going up in space. Tommy does attach to them, and then they're like, okay, we can't beat this guy. And they're like, oh, well, the comet's coming like now, so let's just put him in the path of it. They're like, oh, good idea. And then they're like kind of fighting him, and they're like, oh God, we can't break his grip. And then I just like, I got a plan, and she like smashes like button that says like emergency, like use only like if necessary. And like Kim's like, what are you doing? And she's like, gotta do what we gotta do. And she pushes it and like it knees fucking Ivan in the balls. Then he gets crushed by the comet, and then all the parents like waking up and stuff like that. And they get back to the lair. Alpha tells them like, oh, Zordon is, dead. They got here too late. But then, Tommy's like, well, Zordon said, with this power, we can anything is possible. And like they say this anything is possible way too much in this movie. But they end up like putting their hands together and they save Zordon. And then basically they have a big celebration at the end. They're having fucking crab legs and stuff.
Yeah, that was
And
a fucking random ass meal that they're having at the end of the
yeah,
movie.
at like 10 o'clock at night, let's go for fucking crab legs. But yeah, and then like Fred comes up and he's like, oh, the Power Rangers did it. And it's like, okay, well, he's wearing white, he's wearing black, he's such a big fan. And he's like, oh, Tommy's like, oh, you could be a Power Ranger one day. And he's like, no, I don't know. Do you think so? And he's like, yeah, man. And he's like, yeah, Silver Ranger does sound good. And yeah. And then like sick outro music too. It's good sound choice.
Tommy drops an anything is possible line in this end scene too.
And then the fireworks happen, and that's the end of the movie.
There is a mid-credit scene too.
Oh, is there? Okay.
Yeah. Goldar and Mordaunt are chilling in like Lord Zedd's lair, and Mordaunt's like, I'm the Lord now, like I'm the king now. And then all of a sudden Rita and Lord Zedd come back in. It's just like a funny little scene. Yeah. I don't have anything else.
Alrighty, well, that's the way the drop kicks kick. I don't know. I struggle for that one.
All right. How did you rate this movie?
Let me bring up my letterbox here. So this one was tough, obviously. Oh yeah, I forgot I hid my review. I gave it a 3 out of 5.
Okay.
Probably doesn't deserve that, but just the nostalgic and like the practical effects were really fucking good. Like the choreography was really, I mean, they're just doing backflips and stuff, but I thought it was pretty good. The dialogue is very cheesy, but it is like mid-90s, and this is like it's a kid's movie, right? Like, I do love all the characters. All the Power Rangers get, they each get enough screen time and like dialogue where like there's no one that like kind of like in the background. And it is the 90s. They do, it's not all white people. There is, an Asian guy and a black girl, so
Diversive, yeah.
yeah, diversive. But yeah, like the practical effects, or not the CGI is really, really fucking bad. I think like they did kind of like the last fight, I think they did ended it abruptly. This movie could have been another like 15 minutes, maybe. So yeah, I gave it 3 out of 5.
Okay.
How about you?
Respectable. I gave it a 3.5 out of 5.
Okay.
With my reasoning being so, like, from a critical standpoint, I was thinking like 2 out of 5, but then like a
Yeah.
nostalgia standpoint, it was fucking 5 out of 5. So I just combined those scores and then just averaged it out, and I was just like, 3.5, that works for me.
Okay, sure.
But yeah, I can mirror everything that you said. Like, the CGI shit, the practical effects were good. The one-liners, like, they're so cheesy, man, but they're just so much
Yeah.
fun. This movie brings me back to my childhood every time I watch it. It's just, I don't know, it's like a comfort movie for, like, I feel like any 90s kid, like, we have our like set movies and they're just like our comfort movies.
Yeah.
Well, like, I guess like any era would be like that, but I don't know, man. The 90s were like a different breed.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, we had cool shit back then.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's not a great movie by any means, like from a critical standpoint, but just it's one of those movies that I can watch time and time again. Like, I can't wait to have my kids watch it with me. I hope they do at some point. And
Have
just
you tried showing Power Rangers to either Braid or Hunter yet?
I asked Brady if he wanted to watch the movie with me, and then he said yes. And then I was like, okay, bud, like, I gotta watch it. Like, let's put it on. He's like, no, I'm gonna watch YouTube. Like, all right, fine. So I don't know. I'll try again at some point. But yeah, I feel like it's a show and a movie that they could really enjoy. To me, like, I do agree with you that the ending was kind of abrupt. But like, this movie feels like two episodes to me. Like, as if they did like a two-part episode and kind of combined it into a movie. So I feel like, the show, the episodes, they like obviously would always end abruptly because they're only like 20, 25-minute episodes. So I just kind of had that sort of thought process with it, that like, okay, the time slot's over, they have to wrap it up.
Did the show end and then the movie came out, or did the movie come out like in between seasons?
No, it came out in between seasons. Like, the show, the first series ran from, let me see here. Yeah, so the first series ran from 93 to 96. There was 3 seasons. So the movie came out Actually, the movie came out like either during the third season or right before the third season. But I mean, rewatching this movie, it makes me want to go back and watch that show.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care about like the samurai ones and all that. I just like, I want to go back and rewatch the first series. Yeah, 3.5 out of 5 for me.
Nice.
All right, you guys know our scores. We'll head on over to Rotten Tomatoes and see what they scored it. The critics' consensus, for better and for worse, too often the latter, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the movie, captures the thoroughly strange aesthetic of the television series that inspired it. Based on that, what do you think the critics scored this?
Probably like a 42.
32.
Ah, shit. Okay.
On 38 reviews and an average score of 4.4 out of 10. The audience score was a 57% on 50,000 ratings and an average score of 3.5 out of 5, or a 7 out of 10.
Right. Rotten Tomatoes fans like it more than Letterboxd. Letterboxd has a 2.7.
Shit.
My friend's rating is a 2.9, so a bit higher. And there was a couple. Jensen gave it a 4 to 5. That's it.
Did
Cool.
you ever like play Power Rangers as a kid, like in the schoolyard?
No.
No?
No.
Remember we'd all be like, I'm gonna be the White Ranger, I'm gonna be the Red Ranger. And we'd
Not
like
that I remember, at least.
go on missions through the schoolyard. We're pretty cool.
No, we were bad kids.
You're probably starting fires in the hallways and shit. All right, let's start our
cunning stunts.
How did you rate the stunts in this movie?
Know, stunts, I'll go a 7 out of 10.
Okay.
I mean, there's clearly a lot of like hidden ropes and like pulleys that are used in the movie.
Absolutely.
But I mean, like, shout out to the stunt team. They must have been so fucking tired doing that many fucking flips, you know? Like the choreography, like, wasn't anything special. Like, there was a few cool like fades thrown in there. Like, a couple of them used like some props and stuff from the movie and the fights and stuff like that. But I don't know. Maybe it's too high, but I'll give it 7 to 10.
All right.
And favorite stunt? I mean, like overall, like the first fight scene with the Power Rangers, but I really like the scene whenever Tommy like fucking does a corkscrew like up into the next level of the building.
Yeah.
I thought that was cool.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. And stunt I would like to try. I'm trying to think. I don't know if I'd ever be able to do it, but I'll say the skydiving.
Stole mine.
Did I?
For me, I gotta go a little bit lower than a 6. I'm gonna go 4.
That's fair.
I do agree with you that like, yeah, the stuff that they had to do would be exhausting, but it's just too over the top and too ridiculous. Like we know,
Yeah.
like there's no way of hiding the fact that these people are being like attached to pulleys and ropes and wires and shit. Like,
Yeah.
so it takes it away a little bit.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, yeah, the flips and like the backflips and the handsprings and all that shit and like the I don't know, like the actual fighting is really good. Like,
Yeah.
and obviously people are actually doing that stuff, so like kudos to them. So I don't want to make it like too low of a score, but
Yeah.
I just feel like I don't know. They went a little too heavy on the like ropes and pulley systems.
Especially the Tengu warriors.
Yeah.
Like they're just like boo.
My favorite stunt, I'm gonna say like the jungle fight against the rock guys. I just liked
Okay,
how they were
yeah.
like swinging from the vines and they were like trying to figure out how to destroy these things. And
Yeah.
I don't know. It was just like a lot of the kills in this one were a little bit more practical, right? Like where they're
Yeah.
like crushing them with rocks and stuff like
It
that.
kind of reminded me, I forget what that show was called, but it was also from like, I think the late 90s, early 2000s, when it's like in a jungle and they had to like go through these like obstacles and get this like fucking treasure up on the top.
Yeah, what was that?
Yeah, I forget what it was called,
That
but
was a fun one though.
yeah.
And I've already said it, but the stunt I want to try is the skydiving. Again, like you, like I always say that I want to try it, but like if it ever came down to it and like I was there, I'd be like, fuck, like I don't know if I can get in this plane.
I think I would try bungee jumping first.
See, on the opposite, like I have zero desire to do bungee jumping. I'm just, no, I don't know. I don't know why. Like, I don't know what the difference is. I guess maybe because, like, if I'm in a parachute and it fucks up, like, I know it's just going to be death. Whereas, like, a bungee cord, like, I could potentially survive that and just be fucked up for the rest of my life. I don't know. Yeah, skydiving. Probably never do it in my life, but you never know. All right, well, that wraps it up. It's my turn to pick a movie.
Yes, sir. Excited.
Yeah, I was telling you, like, I had a bunch in mind. And like you kind of like this is like kind of like a goofy martial arts movie. So I want to pick like a little bit more of a serious martial arts movie. So I had a few in mind.
All right.
But I have decided that for our next episode, we're going to talk about Ong Bak.
Damn, another fucking nostalgic movie, man. I had this movie on DVD and I watched this movie so much.
Nice. It's been a minute since I've watched it, but
Me
yeah,
too. Like, it's been a
fucking
lot. Yeah, it's been a long time since I've seen it as well.
yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, I was like, I was torn. I was like, okay, do I want to watch like, or do I want to pick a Tony Jaa movie or like a Donnie Yen movie? It was like Ip Man. And I was like, oh, what about Jet Li? And I was like going through all Jet Li's movies. I was like, no, I'm going back to Ong Bak.
Sick, man. Nice.
Yeah. So yeah, come back in 2 weeks where we'll be talking about that one. In the meantime, if you want to catch us on social media, you can find us at a podcast on Fury Road on Instagram. Check out our other episodes. We have some banger movies, I think. We've gotten a little bit of a backlog built up now. A good mix of action movies. So please, please go check them out. Till next time.
Till next time. All right, guys. Talk to you in a couple weeks.
See you later.